The survey was available on Facebook and by hard copy at the community gym and pool in March. It asked for feedback on hours, trails, playgrounds, and improvements people would like to see. Parks and Rec Director Stephanie Payne told the board there were not big surprises in the answers.
I think one of the things that always cracks me up and doesn't really surprise me, though, is that the number of things that people think are as ours that isn't ours. Like somebody mentioned something about Blind Slew.
Yeah.
I live there, but I don't manage that. So, no. But that kind of stuff. There's more of that kind of stuff than anything that kind of cracks me up. A lot of things like that were in that survey I've heard before to a certain extent.
Staff compiled the responses for the advisory board to review. It saw over 120 people responding to some of the questions. And the feedback was not overwhelmingly in favor of keeping the community gym and pool open on Sundays and holidays. That was a surprise for board member Stephanie Hayes.
Then let's not use the limited resources we have when we didn't have an outstanding result of response saying we want it open on Sundays or holidays. Well, we have such little resources, then let's use it to other things. So how I read that.
The facility could be opened on those off days with just one staffer, but Director Payne said it's more important to have that person working on a busy Saturday.
The Saturday when we start really getting busy and doing birthday parties and things, it gets busy and there's a lot of kids here. So it's a lot to maintain, a lot to watch for. We have the bounce castles to put up, things like that. And that's a two-person job. Any of those bounce castles are a two-person job.
People responding to the survey were somewhat supportive of pursuing a multi-use outdoor turf field. Comments on COVID mitigation ranged from requests to get rid of face covering requirements to wishing there was better enforcement of masking and distancing. The survey asked for ideas for improvements or changes for the local trail system. Some suggested new trails from Severson Subdivision to Haugen Drive, or from Hungry Point to Sandy Beach, or completing the trail between Sandy Beach and City Creek. Board member Melina Marvin talked about what stood out for her.
There's some really interesting feedback in this survey. Like, I hadn't thought about that there's no playgrounds on the Severson's end of things.
Right.
A couple people mentioned that just for to think about. And a lot of people mentioned the sauna and the weight room. A lot of love for the weight room.
Mm-hmm.
And some
most used spot.
Yeah, some tangible Absolutely. Suggestions for different things. So that was cool to see. Several people mentioned the ellipticals. People love the ellipticals.
Mm-hmm.
And Director Payne noted that customers have really liked the spread out weight room equipment during the pandemic.
People are loving the way that it is spread out between the two rooms right now. And I think it works beautifully. Everybody loves it. It's going to be hard to move that back. So overall, just increasing the footprint of this place is pretty high on that list. To be able to create more space like that. But yes, that is one of the most well-used rooms.
People responding also asked for more programs for both kids and adults and thought that instructors and volunteers have been discouraged from offering classes. Commenters also called for better restroom access and improved cleaning and maintenance for existing spaces. Board members wanted better outreach to let people know the survey had been happening and also had hoped the survey would be on another online platform besides Facebook. Payne said she wanted to do surveys on a regular basis and also wanted to make customer suggestion cards available. The borough facilities have been open for free use during the pandemic, but that changes for adults June 1st. A new fee structure approved by the borough assembly earlier this year continues that free use for people 18 and under. Paid use resumes for adults with a simplified and, in most cases, reduced fee schedule for people using the gym and pool. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.